This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
She blows into the song.
Sure, sure.
So this three-minute piece takes her 8 minutes to perform.
And Chad P.
It's a great way to keep timing, also. I had a friend of mine who played with an Echoplex, and he told me because of the Echoplex, he could tell that I was losing timing playing the drums.
Class is in.
Nights are getting shorter, days are getting longer. Summertime is upon us, and this is Rock School. My name is Joe Burns, a professor in the Communication Department, Southeastern Louisiana University. The guy sitting to my immediate left, love our new studio. It smells so good in here. What's your name, kid?
Mine is Chad P.
Okay, now we have done so many shows where it has just been a testosterone blast, where we haven't played any female artists, yes?
What's wrong with that?
Well, I give these CDs to my wife, and she listens to them as she's out on the road.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I'm married, man. Well, you're married.
But my wife never says, why do you not play any women on the show?
My wife doesn't sound like that.
It's
a little more nasal than
right.
that.
So we're bringing estrogen in.
We have to.
Great.
It's all over me, man.
The hormones.
All over me, man. This is a show where it's actually going to be very good. I previewed the music before getting here. This is going to be a show dedicated not to female groups, but specifically to female guitarists.
Oh, wow.
You don't see a lot of them,
mm-mm.
but those that make it are very, very good. So what I have here is 16 female guitarists, and I went out of my way to find a bunch of them that you probably haven't heard of.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, because I love doing that.
Female guitarists are scary.
Yep, and scarce.
Yeah.
You do have to look for them. Let's begin with one I'll bet you haven't heard of.
Mm.
Karen Michelle Johnson.
Ha! I know who she is.
Who is she?
I don't know.
Okay. You might know her by her stage name, Michelle Schacht.
I don't know who that
yes?
is.
Yes? No? Good stuff. Really good stuff.
Who does she play for?
She Michelle Schacht. That's her. That's the name.
She's
and she
solo?
Puts bands behind her. Right. Solo one. You'll know her sound. It's kind of it's close to big band. That's the best way I can put it. It's swing music. Really good stuff. She's known for a Travis-style picking. Guitarists will know what that is. It's named after Merle Travis. You basically bang the bass note with your thumb,
uh-huh.
and then syncopate it with your two fingers up top.
I've seen that happen, yeah.
That kind of stuff. Does it real well. This is from Michelle Schacht. It's from her album Captain Swing. It's called Don't You Mess Around With My Little Sister, and it kicks us off as we talk about a whole lot of ladies that play the guitar right here, Rock School. There you go. There's an up one from Michelle Schacht to kick us off.
How long has she been around?
I'm looking here. I'm trying to find out how many albums she has. She has a slew of them. She's been around for a while. Dallas native here. Speaking of women who have been around for a while.
Yeah.
Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, yeah. That's
Bonnie Raitt next.
Love sneaking up on you.
You know, that's the thing. The Nick of Time LP.
Uh-huh.
That's the one people know her for in 1990. That's the one that really exploded her.
Yeah, she plays Jazz Fest all the time.
Right. And she, although big hits, let's mm-hmm. be honest, big hits from that Nick of Time LP, 9 Grammys,
uh-huh.
all kinds of stuff. That's not really where she started.
Oh.
Bonnie Raitt started opening for blues greats like John Lee Hooker, Muddy Waters, Honder Kraft as a slide guitarist.
Mm-hmm. That's her playing?
That's her playing.
Wow.
Oh,
I did
yeah.
not know that.
She is a bottleneck guitarist and just, I mean, is as good as any guy that's ever picked up the instrument. But through the 70s uh-huh. and 80s yeah. is where she really honed her craft and got the respect of those who are in the blues community. So instead of running and grabbing that, what you were singing,
yeah,
the,
yeah.
you know, that's just love sneaking up on you, I decided to go back and grab an earlier one.
Cool
one
deal.
Where she was just a straightaway blues guitarist and blues singer. This is called Love Me Like a Man. Something, you know, okay, I'm sorry. I'll just crawl under the table now. Bonnie Raitt, right here, Rock School.
These men that I've been seeing, baby, got their soul up on the shelf. You know they could never love me when they can't even love themselves. But I need someone to love me. Someone to really...
Yeah, pansy, I want you to love me like a man. What is that? Like, you can't tell somebody that and, like, you know, not
well,
expect their feelings to get hurt.
It's the thing about it is men, I tell you what, men can really snap on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then the women just walk up and go, love me like a man.
Okay, sorry.
Just walk away slowly. Now, every time we do these Rock School shows, and by the way, we're doing women guitarists today, female guitarists today, I like to take the third slot, the third song, and try to bring something in that's just out of the clear blue sky.
Oh, that's the third song?
That's the
I thought it was every other.
You knew who Bonnie Raitt was. Memphis Minnie.
I know Memphis Minnie.
No, you don't.
I know it from the cover show we did a few weeks back.
That's true. That's true. I did mention Memphis Minnie.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play I'm a Bad Luck Woman. Now, why Memphis Minnie? Couple reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Memphis Minnie, very old artist, back in the 1920s, 1930s, blues. Okay. Born in 1897. How's that for way back there? Originally Kid Douglas when she was traveling with, get this, the original Ringling Brothers Circus. Just Ringling Brothers. It hadn't yet merged with Barnum and Bailey just yet.
So wait, she was in the circus as a guitar player?
Yeah, as an entertainer.
Oh.
As an entertainer. Now,
she have a beard?
No. No. Now, how would we today know Memphis Minnie? Do you know the song by Led Zeppelin, When the Levee Breaks?
Yeah, that's the one that Perfect Circle covered when we played this.
Well,
the covers.
They
show.
Were then covering Led Zeppelin.
Gotcha.
Led Zeppelin covered Memphis Minnie.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Memphis Minnie song. So in a world where Blind Lemon Jefferson, Robert Johnson, all of these blues guitarist, this huge male-dominated field was, sat Memphis Minnie.
Sweet.
This woman with a single Stella box guitar. And she had no trouble singing about the same kind of slightly dirty type stuff. And here she is. This is Bad Luck Woman. Right here, Rock School.
Every man I get, if he don't get sick, he will die. Don't some woman take away from me on a doggone.
Old-time blues, Memphis Minnie.
Good stuff, good
yeah,
stuff.
Recorded for 40 years.
Wow.
I mean, long, long career.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go the opposite way. You want to talk about a short career?
Who?
The Runaways. The Runaways out of California. Now, somebody's going to say, no. Joan Jett and Lita Ford had a long career.
Solo.
And I brought a Joan Jett and I brought a Lita Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And if we run out of time later on in the show, I brought a lot of music, but if we run out of time later in the show, I have a Joan Jett to play and I have a Lita Ford. But when they were put together with Curie, I mean, this was a real nasty put-together band.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, basically referred to as, you know, jailbreak rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way a lot of rock people saw them at the time. Rolling Stone's Lester Bangs basically reviewed their album, The Runaways, as just that.
Yeah.
You're sort of, you know, young girl jailbait monkeys.
Uh-huh.
You know, you were put together. Not monkeys as in swinging from a tree, but like the monkeys.
Right.
You were put together to do this. There's a neat little story that The Runaways basically hated that review, had themselves photographed lying on the beach, all giving the bird back to Lester Bangs.
Okay.
And what Rolling Stones did was reprinted the picture, and Lester Bangs gave like a one word or one sentence response that said, "Go sit on a snow cone." That's what he actually wrote back to them. So back before they were single artists, this is Joan Jett and Lita Ford, both the guitarists of the group,
cool.
as we do female guitarists, the Runaways redoing a Lou Reed song, Rock and Roll, right here, Rock School.
I meant to ask you this at the beginning of the show, but are these women the lead or rhythm guitarists, or they just play guitar?
Well, Michelle Schacht plays a lot of rhythm. Bonnie Raitt obviously plays the lead. When you're dealing with the Runaways, mm-hmm. I mean, Joan Jett was the rhythm, and Lita Ford played the lead, and it's the same when they're out there. When you're looking at the Blackhearts, Joan Jett plays the rhythm. Memphis Minnie, I don't know that she played a lot of leads. A lot of the a lot of those blues guys would break off in a lead. When you're looking at all of Robert Johnson's songs, I really only know of one place where he broke off and played a lead. I mean, they just sort of accompanied themselves.
Okay.
You know, they played a lot of arpeggioed notes, but in terms of lead, I'll tell you what, speaking of lead, coming up after the break, I have one. It's out there. I mean, it's weird stuff. It's not something you put on a Saturday afternoon
to enjoy.
They
usually are.
But I got one from a woman named Marnie Stern, and she is basically known as the female Eddie Van Halen.
Ooh.
Oh, it's out there.
Okay.
We'll play it for you after that. Hi, Radio Universe. That's Salamanca, Spain. How are things? Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KLSU, home of the Tigers in Baton Rouge. Thanks for being part of the Rock School Radio Network.
iTunes, of course. We are always on iTunes. They're open 24/7. As a matter of fact, thank you to them. I got a lot of this music off of iTunes.
Look
if
at
I
that.
Need it, if I need it, I know it's there.
You scratch our back and we download.
There you go. Back in a minute. Rock School. All right, coming out of the break, I promise you a woman by the name of Marnie Stern. Now, she has a couple people playing with her, drummer Zach Hill and bassist John Reed Thompson, but it's like, okay, who cares who was playing with Jimi Hendrix? You know,
okay.
I came to hear Hendrix. Stern is really the show here. She is a lot like Van Halen because she plays a ton with both hands on the neck. A lot of that two-hand tapping stuff. But what she doesn't have that Van Halen has is real melodic type stuff. It's out there. It's real weird, but in terms of instrumentation, wow.
Let's
hear
it.
Really, really interesting. This one's called The Devil's in the Details. Listen to all the finger tapping. Woo! Right here, Marnie Stern, Rock School. Huh? What'd you think of that?
Okay.
I mean, notes from everywhere. It's more to listen to technically.
What's the point? What's the point of playing all like that? I mean, you can't enjoy that live at a concert.
It depends on who's listening. It really does. There's a difference between playing so technically that you have to be a musician of some caliber to listen to it and enjoy it technically. You can't dance to that.
No.
It's not like you could put that on in a club and someone would enjoy it.
No, I feel like I need a code breaker to enjoy that.
That's really where you start to run into trouble. It's like listening to Yngwie Malmsteen. Even me, after the first song, I'm like, wow, that was amazing. The second song, okay. Third song,
enough.
Fourth song, okay, I got it. There's so many notes. I hate to go back to that quote inside of Amadeus, but there's just simply too many notes. You know, Van Halen plays very, very fast and does all that two-hand tapping, but when it all comes down to it, it's still a melodic song.
Sure.
There's still something to it.
Sure.
And she has something, you know, past that. She's still so technical that it's grr. All right, let's get to the bottom of the hour with one everybody knows. Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah, that's right. She sure does play, huh?
You betcha. Mm-hmm. Plays rhythm mostly, and this is one everybody knows. Bring Me Some Water from early in her career. Right here, Rock School.
Tonight I feel so weak, but all in love is fair. I turn you the cheek, and I feel the slap and the sting of the foul night air, and I know.
There you go. How about that? A little something more melodic for you? Somebody bring me some water.
Yeah, I've always liked Melissa Etheridge. I think that her songs got this really cool, smooth flow to them.
They do.
And they're very enjoyable to me.
Yeah, I do too. I think she's done real well for herself. I wish she'd have another hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she just sort of had her blast of about 9 or 10 hits, and then that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sort of had her day in the sun, and now she's probably having a very, very nice living doing Lilith Fairs and playing clubs and probably has a very nice life.
Yeah, I'm sure she's not complaining.
Yeah. No trouble meeting the cable bill at the end of the month.
No, not at all.
Welcome to the bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns.
My name's Chad P.
Let's do 7 days in 70 seconds. April 26th, that's a Monday, through May 2nd, that's a Sunday. Chad, proceed.
All right, April 26th, back in 1999, Lycos launched 5 web-based radio music channels hosted by live internet DJs, and people probably went, internet radio? That'll never work.
That'll never fly. Tuesday, April 27th, 30 years ago, only after 3 years, the iconic Studio 54 in New York City closes.
1980, on April 28th, Southern rocker Tommy Caldwell of the Marshall Tucker Band, he succumbed to his injuries that he received in a car accident just 6 days earlier. He was only 30 years old.
30 years ago, on Thursday, April 29th, Black Sabbath embark on their first tour with the new lead singer, Ronnie James Dio.
April 30th, back in 1965, the British rock group The Kinks embarked on their first ever UK tour.
Saturday, May 1st, Chuck Berry signs up with Chess Records in 1955. And then on Sunday, May 2nd, the government of South Africa bans the song Another Brick in the Wall Part 2 by Pink Floyd, concerned that the lyrics might challenge their educational system.
Oh, we'll see.
That was back in 1980.
I was planning on going there, but...
Not anymore. Now maybe we should do that here. How many of you have ever listened to Rush Limbaugh?
Me.
Yeah, you ever heard the beginning little intro music that he uses? Dum, dum, da-da-da-dum. That's not just production music. That's actually a song by Chrissie Hynde and the Pretenders.
Get out of here.
It is called My City Was Gone.
I wonder if Chrissie ever contacted Rush and said, any day now you can send those royalties my way.
No, she hates him to death. But he has to pay the royalties.
Yeah, he does.
She has become a very, very, very rich woman off of Rush Limbaugh. If you've ever wondered what the song actually sounds like,
this is it.
You betcha.
Yay.
Right here, Rock School.
I went back to Ohio, but my city was gone. There was no train station.
Okay, there you go.
Chrissie Hynde.
I feel like now I have to spout something very right-wing.
Political?
Oh, yeah. I have
to start, Rush Ball, yeah, today at 11.
I think I should start talking about something like that.
No, we don't offer that on here.
No.
Here on Rock Scroll.
Rock Scroll. Okay. This woman's name is Katie Tunstall.
Oh, yeah, we play her on this here radio station.
Here, I'll bet you play her big hit, Black Horse and a Cherry Tree.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm playing this for one reason. It's not so much that she is a guitarist.
She plays guitar?
Yeah, that's true.
That could be the reason?
This song for one reason.
What?
It sounds like there's 2 or 3 people playing with her.
Okay.
Have you ever seen her perform this live?
Yes, I've seen Katie Tunstall all the time. No.
You haven't?
No.
I urge you and anyone who's listening to go to YouTube would have it, or mm-hmm. to go to her website mm-hmm. and try to find a video. It's not hard. A video of her performing this. She uses a series of echoplexes.
Okay.
Meaning, so she'll begin to play something, like she'll just simply strum on the guitar and then stomp on the echoplex, and that will continue to play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what that is.
When she
does.
Comes out and begins to play, she'll do a series of notes. Mm-hmm. And that woohoo that's in the song,
mm-hmm.
that's her. And she'll echoplex that.
Yeah.
So it takes her about 4 minutes to get ready to perform the song.
Uh-huh.
And all of this goes on, and you watch her slowly over 4 minutes as a solo artist build a series of echoplexes
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
until the song is ready to go. And then once this echoplex is basically repeating itself, she blows into the song.
Sure, sure.
So this little 3-minute piece takes her 8 minutes to perform.
It's a great way to keep timing also. I had a friend of mine who played with an echoplex, and he told me because of the echoplex, he could tell that I was losing timing playing the drums. So I went out and got a metronome.
Beautiful.
And so I love the Echoplex.
Now, we're going to play it, but I'm telling you, if you really want to see something, YouTube, go somewhere, get a video of her playing this Black Horse and a Cherry Tree. KT Tunstall, right here, Rock School.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm going to let it do all the talking.
Song's only 2 minutes and 26 seconds long.
But how long does it take her to get it set up?
About 8 minutes. If you've seen it, I mean, it's really something to behold. Go on out and take a look for it. We got to take a break. Hello, WBSD Burlington, Wisconsin.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. You know, they invented the Echoplex.
Did they?
In
really?
Shreveport, no.
That might not be true. Annie DeFranco is coming up next. We're going to do the 4th of July, so stick around and hear her next. Rock School. Why do you keep making up things about Shreveport,
Louisiana?
Yeah,
I just realized that. I don't know.
They don't pay taxes.
They invented the Echoplex. Yeah, yeah.
What else do you have?
They're very special.
They are. Well, we'll have to keep things up.
I don't know.
We've already played Annie DeFranco on this radio show, if you remember. It was during the John Hughes show. She was in the Breakfast Club with We Are Not Alone.
Yes. Yep. Yes, yes.
She has 20 albums under her belt. She's been recording since 1990.
Wow.
And has, I mean, stuff that should be inside of... I don't know, what would you call Ally McBeal, all the way up to hard rock. So, I mean, she spans
good
the whole
variety.
Thing.
Yeah, very really diverse. Dumb.
This is from her 1993 album called Puddle Drive, and I chose it for no other reason other than I liked it. Mm. I was looking for something from her, and I listened to all the little snippets, and I thought this was pretty.
See, for all you who think that our measuring sticks aren't specific.
Yeah, I like it. Here's the 4th of July, DeFranco, Rock School.
You gotta have the right tools. For every job, so I invite myself in through the hole in the fence. I am tripping through the junkyard, scanning over the piles. The thin cats raise their skin in defense, and I know.
Okay, here we go. We are doing on Rock School today nothing but female guitarists, women who play the guitar. Here's another group that basically had one hit. Tried again, but didn't have much luck.
Limp.
Kim and Kelly Deal. You know who they are?
Never heard of them.
The Breeders.
Never heard of them.
Really?
Nope.
The Breeders had one hit with Cannonball. You probably know it right from the beginning where it starts with them breathing.
I know Cannonball. I'm sorry.
Kim Deal was, for a while, the lead singer of, I think, the Pixies.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Got in with her twin sister, Kelly, and put this together and didn't have much more success past that as the Breeders. So here's a Cannonball. It was a one-time hit, so good for them. Kim and Kelly. Rock School.
Dude, I so did know that song.
Yeah, that happens a lot. People
don't
know the melody, they don't know the...
I don't do well with artist names, but I know track names.
Yeah, there's there's people like me that just, they live for the fact I can tell you the title, the artist, the year, the position, where I was when I first heard it.
I don't like people like you.
Well, we're at the end of this puppy here, and hopefully I played some music for you that you hadn't heard before, some people you might be interested in hearing again.
You didn't play Courtney Love.
No.
She plays.
Yeah, I know. I know. I didn't even bring her, to be honest with you. It was nothing that I thought was interesting. And she has just put out a new album.
Did she now?
Yeah, she's got some new stuff out there. Let me tell you some people that we didn't play. Christine Billiots. She's with Slant 6. You might want to look into her. Brody Dolly with the Distillers. You might want to look into her. Let me turn my pages again. We're going to end with that woman. Lydia Lunch. This is an interesting... Lydia Lunch. She has a song called Atomic Bongo that's just fantastic.
Who's she play with?
It really is.
She's solo?
Yeah, she's solo. Lydia Lunch. If you really want to get into her... And the thing is, she hates the guitar. She plays a guitar but hates it. Quote, "It's a big ugly hunk of wood with six strings. I don't think women should hide their belly and the guitar hides the belly." Yeah, it's something you should look into.
Here's one for you. Linda Perry.
Yeah.
You know her?
You should look into her.
Four Non-Blondes.
Yep. Vicki Peterson. You know who she wrote a lot of her songs with?
Who's that?
Pink.
Linda Perry.
Pink songs were written with her. And Vicki Peterson. I also brought Hazy Shade of Winter. Yeah, a lot of them. Here's the one we're going to finish up with.
Who is it?
I'm wondering if I should end up with that Atomic Bongo.
I just played a one.
Look her up. One of my favorites. Adore this person.
Who is it?
Liz Phair.
Oh.
I love Liz Phair. And the problem with Liz Phair is there's only about four songs you can play because she curses like a longshoreman.
Yeah, dude.
Even this song has got an F word in it.
Bleeped out, I hope.
Well, not yet, but the guy who puts the show together for us, we'll call him...
How about Juan?
Juan, there's a bleep word in this song. Go get it for you. This one's called Why Can't I? I mean, if you really want to grab a hold of something for her, grab Exile and Guyville. See if you can get a hold of that thing and just... Fantastic stuff. You can catch her live. She's really, really good.
Is this going to make your wife happy?
I think so.
I think so too.
She will love this show. Plus,
you know,
I can give her the disc that has all the other people on it.
Well, she can start messing with you and be like, you don't give enough credit to Lumberjacks. And then we'll be doing a show on Lumberjacks.
If I could find 14 songs for Lumberjacks, we would do a show. Liz Phair, Why Can't I? I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Paul Bunyan.
And I'm a big blue ox. The class is dismissed.
Get a load of me, get a load of you. Walking down the street and I hardly know you. It's just like we were meant to be.